What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the DBU podcast. For today's episode, I want to talk about anticipation while you're playing volleyball. So many athletes will kind of react when they're playing volleyball. So they'll wait for something to happen first. Let's say you're on defense. You'll wait for the actual hit to happen, and then you react to it, which you have to do in volleyball. But the key to being better at defense, at setting, at hitting, at everything is anticipation. And with anticipation, what you're doing is you are assuming or you are guessing or having a hypothesis, whatever you want to call it, on what is going to happen before you react. And if you do that, you will be a step ahead of everybody else that's playing the game.
Welcome to the Volleyball University podcast, where we discuss all things that can help you become a better volleyball player, both on and off the court. We'll cover a variety of topics, which include skill work, mental performance, volleyball IQ, nutrition, and anything else that can help you make progress as an athlete. We don't and never will run ads for this podcast, and the goal is to educate and inspire you as a player so that you can keep pushing the progress forward.
So for the organization of the episode, I'm going to kind of first talk about what usually happens with reaction. Then I'll explain what anticipation is. And then I will give you some examples on how to use anticipation in various situations on the volleyball court so that you can kind of make better plays as an athlete, as a player. So typically what happens is, this is more so with beginning players especially, is athletes on the court will just react to things. So when you're on serve receive, you are just going to see where the serve is going and just try to get there. If you are hitting, you'll kind of get the set. You kind of see where the set is, and then you just kind of go to it, hit it. On defense, you wait for the hitter to hit it, and then you try to make a dig. So reaction can work, and reaction time, if you increase it, will also work for you. But there's a way to get ahead, and that is to use anticipation, right? And with anticipation, what you're doing is you are essentially just assuming what is going to happen based on what you are seeing or based on what you are hearing. Okay, and I'll explain what that means. So most times it's going to be based on what you're seeing. So let's say you are on defense, the other hitter is getting set, and you see that the set is one, really low and tight to the net. Two, you see the hitter taking a slower approach or an approach where they're not jumping as high as they usually do. And then three, you see the hitter extending their elbow forward, right? When you see those things, what can you assume is going to happen, or what can you anticipate is going to happen? Well, you can anticipate that they're going to tip that ball, right? So when you're playing defense, now you have a good idea of what is probably going to happen. Now, will they tip the ball for sure? Maybe not. Maybe they might just go up there and do a roll shot or hit it, but you have an idea at least of what might happen. So if they do tip that ball, you are ready for that dig. Right? It doesn't mean you should fully commit to the tip ball, right? But it does mean that you kind of know it's coming, and you know that it's coming based on what you saw. And that is the key to anticipation, is seeing what might happen first and then reacting to it afterwards. Okay, so for defense, ways you can anticipate is you want to see where the pass is first, because if a bad pass happens, you can anticipate that it might be a bad set or it's not going to be an in-system set. Then you can anticipate by watching the hitter. What is the hitter doing based on the set, right? Even before that, you want to anticipate by seeing the set. Is it a perfect set? Is it tight? Is it off the net? Is it too low? Is it too high, right? These are all data points that you can gather, okay? And then after that, obviously, you want to take a look at the hitter. So the hitter, you have what they look like coming in on their approach. How do their hands look or their arms look? Are they taking a full approach and a full elbow draw for a big swing? Right? Are they showing their tip early by bringing their elbows forward? And then the next level up of anticipation, which is higher volleyball IQ stuff, is what are the hitter's tendencies, right? When you're playing against this outside, if you've seen them already play one set of volleyball, or maybe this is a conference match and you've played them multiple times before, does this hitter like to take a cross shot? Do they like to go deep line, right? Because every hitter will have their favorite shots they like to use, and you can utilize that while you're anticipating what they're going to do, because you're now seeing the whole situation, the set, the pass, and all that, but you also know what they like to do. When you combine those things, your anticipation becomes very, very powerful. For serve receive, it's the same thing, right? You can base it off of the toss, base it off of the type of serve they're doing, base it off of the spots that they like to serve during warm-ups or even in games. If you notice that when this server serves, they do have a good short serve and they have a good deep serve, then you need to anticipate and be ready for both, right? Or if you know that they're jump serving and they like to cut their jump serve from left to right or right to left, whatever that might be, you have to kind of gather those data points and then use that to put yourself in a better position to pass, right? So don't just, what I'm saying is, don't just go through the game and react to everything, right? It is a strategic game. And what you can do is the more you think about what might happen and what they might do, and then you have obviously some knowledge that gives you, you don't just think it randomly, right? You actually have like things or data points that tell you this might happen, then you become a better player, right? And you can do this with all aspects of volleyball. Like as a blocker, you can anticipate if they like to hit it sharp cross, you can dive your block in. If they like to hit it line, you can make sure you turn your hands out. If they like to tool the block, you can make sure you're really pushing that block and angling it in so you can avoid being tooled. This even works for something as simple as receiving a free ball, right? You can anticipate when a free ball is coming based on what is happening on the other side, right? If they've already touched the ball twice and the ball is still way far away from the net and the other player is putting their arms in a platform position to pass the ball over, you know it's a free ball. You don't have to wait for it. You can move into your spots, get ready ahead of time, and that can help you win the game because you are doing things via anticipation and not via just reaction. So yeah, I just wanted to make a quick episode on anticipation. I know for some of you, you already do that. But it's new for some people, right? And even if you are already anticipating, you might not be doing it enough, okay? So try this out in your game. See if it helps you out. If it does help you out, let me know, right? Send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you talk to me. And that's my son if you can hear him. And let me know that this episode has helped you out. I'm obviously going to make more episodes after this. I'm really going to increase, like, the amount of podcasts I do because I kind of just make it when I feel like it, but I think I'm going to commit to at least once a week, maybe more than that, just because I think it's a good way to give information to people, like long form where I can talk to you, essentially, rather than just making like a 1 minute video on TikTok. But I know. All right. So Nike wants me to get off the podcast now. Thanks for listening again. Talk to you guys soon.